You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, 9 of the 10 largest cities in Wisconsin have decriminalized simple marijuana possession. We'll talk to a reporter who analyzed the patchwork of marijuana laws and ordinances around the state. First, we'll take a look at a new effort to reform the state's redistricting laws. State Democrats introduced legislation Tuesday that would give authority to a nonpartisan redistricting committee to establish the state's voting districts. Wisconsin's current districts were drawn by Republicans in 2011. Past efforts to change the system in 2012 failed. Currently, there are two bills, one in the Senate, one in the Assembly, that are waiting for public hearings. Joining us now to talk about the issue is Roger Utnehmer. He's owner of Nicolay Broadcasting and board member of Common Cause in Wisconsin. Roger, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to visit.
Well, you spoke in favor of these bills at a press conference unveiling this legislation this week. Make the case. Why are you in favor of changing the way we set our districts here in the state?
Well, there are two major benefits when legislative races are competitive. Number one, a redefinition of our district boundaries will make the legislative districts more compact. That means that communities will keep their sense of identity. Instead of being divided between two and three legislative districts where people need a PhD in cartography to figure out where they vote. The second and more compelling reason for redistricting reform is districts need to be more competitive. In Wisconsin in 2014, only 10% of legislative races were competitive, defined as a margin of victory of 10 points or less. That meant that only 3 of 6 of 33 Senate, 9 of 99 Assembly races, and 3 of 17 Senate races were competitive. We need competitive elections because it will diminish partisanship, and it will foster a sense of compromise and conciliation between the parties and make Wisconsin government better than it is today.
Now, Roger, redistricting reform isn't always seen as a sexy issue, not something that gets voters riled up. Do you think that this is something that the public wants and is maybe willing to say out loud that they want?
Every poll that I've seen indicates public support for reform. When people see that a majority of votes in 2012 Assembly races went to Democrats and a majority of seats went to Republicans, there's the perception that that just is not fair. The statistics were Democrats getting 170,000 more votes than Republicans and only winning 39 of 99 seats. I believe that the people of Wisconsin want fairness, they want competition, they want compromise, they want open, transparent government. I believe that government needs to be as good as the people.
Well, let's throw this to our listeners. Do you want to see redistricting reform in Wisconsin, changing the way we draw the maps of who votes for which district? Is this an important issue to you? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Now, Roger, let's get into some of the details. How would a new system work? Right now, it's the legislature is in charge of drawing it. Sometimes it goes to the courts, of course, but it's mainly the legislature. What happens to this new
party? The majority party drafts the legislation and passes the bill. It had been done outside by the courts in the last two reapportionments. The last time it was done in 2011 when Republicans controlled both the Senate and the Assembly. It became a time-consuming and legally challenging process that also cost the taxpayers a great deal of money. The model that Common Cause Wisconsin is advocating right now is based on Iowa, where a nonpartisan body comparable to our Legislative Reference Bureau will draw the boundaries and then have that plan approved by the legislature. If you look at the map of the state of Iowa's congressional and state legislative districts, they are straight lines, their communities of interest are protected, it looks clean and crisp. If you look at Wisconsin legislative maps, you see true gerrymandering at its worst, where you do need a PhD in cartography to figure out where you're going to end up voting.
The trick here is getting legislators to approve this, right? Democrats had a majority a while back in both houses of the legislature, didn't reform. Republicans have it now. They haven't shown a big interest in reforming. I think everybody hopes they're the ones in charge when they draw the next map. Can you get bipartisan support for something like this?
Well, there was a time when Wisconsin Democrats controlled both the Senate Assembly and the governor's office. And Democrats today have a sense of regret that they did not foster nonpartisan redistricting reform when it was possible. I believe today that if people find out the opportunity to restore competition, to diminish partisanship, to foster an environment where people seek a middle ground and work together and cooperate, Wisconsin government will be better and people will support that. The challenge right now is simply education, because this is not an issue that motivates and engenders a great deal of activity. It's not one that fuels passion. But I advocate for reform because I believe it is absolutely essential that our government be better than it is today.
Talking to Roger Utenhamer, owner of Nicolay Broadcasting, board member of Common Cause Wisconsin, about reforming Wisconsin's redistricting process, the way we draw our maps for assembly and Senate races and congressional districts here in Wisconsin. We'll go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. We've got Tammy on the line in Milwaukee. Tammy, hi.
Hi, yes. I'm glad this effort is underway, but I don't know how we would get people in the state legislature, Republicans especially, to vote against their own interests when currently, as you were saying, it favors them. But I think next to overturning Citizens United, I think this is the biggest issue facing our democracy. Like you said, it's gerrymandering at its worst.
You know, one reason for optimism is that many of the legislators that could adopt this reform today will be gone by the time a new redistricting plan would go into place. The turnover, the churn in the legislature, is so high that when we have another redistricting, it's possible the only incumbent legislator still in office will be Senator Fred Risser.
The longest-serving legislator in the United States, I believe, at this point.
Exactly.
All right, Tammy, thanks a lot for that call. We've got Matt on the line next in Oshkosh. Matt, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. The only thing I see going on here is the Democrats have found themselves out of power at the state level. And this is just a desperate effort to try to shake something up to give them a chance to get some control back. I think the system should stay exactly the way it has been all through the past when the Democrats were in power or the Republicans. It's just fine the way it is. Usually the only reason you want change is to try to change the outcome of things. Thank you.
Matt, thanks for the call. So, Roger, yeah, Democrats are sponsoring this. Is this just something to give them a chance next time around?
Well, I would fault Democrats for not invoking a reform agenda when they had the opportunity. But the fact is, 49% of 2.9 million votes cast in Wisconsin's congressional races in 2012 resulted in Republicans winning 5 of 8 congressional seats with less than half the vote. I mentioned earlier that in 2012 there were 174,000 more votes for Democrats than Republicans, and the Democrats only ended up with 39 of 99 seats. I don't think, objectively looking at those statistics, that is fair. And I fault both parties for gerrymandering, for protecting their own incumbents, and creating a system that makes districts in Wisconsin look just absolutely horrendously unfair. I think that people that are of a middle road, that advocate for compromise and conciliation and civility in the process of our political system, see that redistricting reform has some significant benefits that will foster less partisanship. It will bring more compromise and conciliation to the legislative process, and it will result in better government.
Back to our callers now with Roger on the line in Green Bay. Roger in Green Bay, hi.
Hello, yes, I have just an honest question. This is something I've thought of before, and maybe it's a bad idea. I want to hear what your commentator says. How about the counties? each county is one district. It's just an idea, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Roger Utnehmer, how would that work?
Well, that would work better than what we have now, where we're dividing communities for political purpose, where we're diminishing the ability of a community to maintain its sense of identity. I think there was a time in Wisconsin many years ago when most legislative districts were drawn by county line, and it worked well with 99 assembly districts and 72 counties. That may be an alternative that would be acceptable.
But it depends on the population of each county. The lines,
sure.
It might get tricky to draw even districts that way, right?
Well, what we could sure do is a lot better job than what we've got now.
So what's next? This legislation has been introduced. What are you looking for next in the process to try to make this change a reality?
I think there is a growing sense of support for redistricting. I would predict that there will be editorial support throughout the state from our newspapers. I think that when people hear about redistricting reform and come to understand the insidious influence that the current system has on our political process, that there will be a growing public support. And I predict also that there will be bipartisan support. We've had very impressive Republican support for redistricting reform in the past from people like former State Senator Dale Schultz and Senator Michael Ellis, and State Representative Steve Freese. Today, a Republican, Todd Novak from Dodgeville, has endorsed passage of this specific legislation. And I believe with editorial support and more information, there will be a groundswell of public support behind the concept of redistricting reform.
Roger, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Before I leave, I have to tell you that I have great respect for Central Time. And as a commercial broadcaster in Door County, I consider Wisconsin Public Radio our primary competition.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That means a lot coming from a member of the Wisconsin Broadcasting Hall of Fame. That was Roger Utnehmer from the Board of Common Cause Wisconsin, owner of Nicolet Broadcasting, talking about redistricting reform. More on the topic on the Joy Cardine Show Monday morning at 7.